Despite the growing hostility of U.S. policy towards Cuba and the result of the economic, commercial, and financial blockade, the Caribbean country will continue the natural approach with its nationals abroad, at the will of its people in the exercise of its self-determination. I have the pleasure to talk with Andres Gomez, co-founder of the Areito Digital Magazine in Miami and the Antonio Maceo Brigade. Andres, thank you for allowing Radio Havana Cuba to talk to you.
Thank you for being interested in reaching these topics.
Andres, the fourth conference, the Nation and the Immigration, which will take place in Havana from April 8th to 10th. What is so important that event now for Cuba and also for the Cubans live abroad?
Well, it is very important because it's a very important step in the development of a closer relationship between the million and some of Cubans that live abroad and the Cuban nation. And even though it has been 16 years since the third to the fourth conference, the Nation and Immigration, yearly conferences, yearly regional conferences have been taking place all around the world, that keep in touch the Cubans living abroad that are actively engaged in actions in support of Cuban independence and freedoms and the Cuban nation.
Andres, 1978 was the first meeting that our commander-in-chief was leading with the Cubans live abroad.
40 years or so between then and now marks a remarkable difference of the relationship that has developed between those of us living abroad and the present. What we're trying to achieve, us living abroad and the Cuban government, is to devise institutions and ways to keep permanently involved those of us living abroad and different aspects of Cuban life.
And also, Andres, you can tell there's a big difference when in the new constitution you guys were participating to create it.
Of course, you know, we were part of the effort, even though some of us have chosen to take advantage of the decision of the Cuban government to become, again, full Cuban citizens, according to the figures released by the Ministry of Foreign Relations, around 40,000 of us. Even though not all of us have chosen that, all of us were able to express opinions on the different aspects of the suggestions, proposals made during the project to decide on the full text of the Cuban Constitution.
We continue this interview with Andres Gomez, co-founder of the Areito Digital Magazine in Miami, and also is a co-founder of the Antonio Maceo Brigade. Andres, recently the Donald Trump administration been increasing the blockade against Cuba. And what is your opinion as a Cuban live abroad?
Well, the more the Trump administration affects the life of the Cuban people, and the Cuban people are the families as well of those of us living abroad, the worst is the situation that Cuba faces and the Cuban people face, and therefore affects those of us living abroad that have families here, living here, and they were in turn affected by the blockade for the time that they lived here. Principally, the measures that the Trump administration has taken in relationship to our right to travel to Cuba is what concerns the Cubans in Miami, especially in Florida and the United States at large, principally because it limits their constitutional right, according to the U.S. law, to travel, to see and visit their relatives and help or share with their relatives.
And the violation of the Constitution is not only with the foreigners that live in the United States, even with their own citizens.
Of course. I mean, we are also their own citizens, not only the United States citizens that do not have any family relationship with the Cuban people, but those of us that are U.S. citizens that have relationship with the Cuban people, because they're our families. They violate our rights as well.
I can't end this interview to asking you, Andres, you as a journalist, because you're a journalist in the United States and also here in Cuba, a guy like Donald Trump, and do you believe that in the next election he can become again a president?
Today is early March. The elections are in early November. Anything can happen, and most things are going to happen between now and November. No one can say for sure who will be elected president in November.
But the people from Miami, they are very important for his election.
Well, they are very important because they can decide to whom the electoral votes of the state of Florida goes to. Let me point out that during the last three presidential elections, the vote of the Cubans living in the state of Florida, 50% of their vote has gone to the candidate, the presidential candidate that favors the normalization of relations with Cuba.
Well, thank you very much. It was a pleasure to have in Radio Havana Cuba microphones to our colleague, Cuban journalist Andres Gomez, co-founder of the Arito Digital Magazine, and also from the Antonio Maceo Brigade. Reporting to you, Roberto Bastida.